If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, January 20. Police investigating a toddler's disappearance in southern New South Wales have found the body of an infant in a freezer inside a home. New South Wales police attended a property in Corowa around 10 p.m. last night following a neighbour's concern for the child's welfare. During a search of the home, officers located the remains. A 40-year-old woman was arrested at the scene and taken to Albury Police Station, where she is currently assisting police with inquiries. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has approved the use of two oral COVID-19 treatments in Australia on a provisional basis. The two new treatments have been approved for the treatment of adults with COVID-19 who do not require ventilation but are at increased risk of severe illness or hospitalisation from the virus. The TGA has advised, however, that neither product should be used as a substitute for vaccinations. Meanwhile, the Novavax COVID-19 vaccine has been approved for use in Australia, becoming the first approved protein-based COVID vaccine. Australia has ordered 51 million doses, with the first shipment due in the coming month. And Queenslanders living in apartments could soon be banned from smoking on their own balconies after a landmark decision on the Gold Coast. The ruling saw one unit owner banned from smoking on her balcony after her upstairs neighbour complained to the body corporate commissioner. In her application, the unit owner said the smoke was relentless and unbearable, causing her to continuously close her door, making her feel suffocated and trapped. The Office of the Commissioner for Body Corporate and Community Management's adjudicator ruled the smoke was a hazard and banned the neighbour from lighting up on their own balcony. The landmark ruling could now have ramifications for other smokers living in apartment blocks. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.